Now, the first question is for Mr. Wallace. Tell us about the data that is involved. What data is involved? Where is it coming from? Who is using it?
Okay, well, the Census Bureau's economic indicators are monthly or quarterly reports, and they cover construction, foreign trade, manufacturing, retail, wholesale, and services. These come from reports by businesses themselves, and they are used as inputs to important measures of our economy, such as the gross domestic product, which is done by the Census Bureau sister agency in the Department of Commerce, the Bureau of Economic Analysis. They're also used by monetary and budgetary decision makers and economists, business analysts, and economic researchers. They use these for assessing the health of the economy and in making corporate investment decisions. So they're really vital data that are used by corporate boardrooms looking for guidance on investment decisions, on whether to expand, and so forth.
And Mr. Buckner, how come you're putting the data online now? How have people gotten to it before now?
Well, typically we've put it out in terms of putting it up on our website under a main topic page. But what Mark's area has done is basically developed a database that allows you to search back to the early 90s. So you have about 20 years of history of how our economy has gone up and down over time. And that's really important, particularly as a lot of people in the country, a lot of politicians, a lot of policymakers are taking a look at, what do we need to do to get out of this economic ditch? What do we need to do to turn this ship around? How do we get more jobs filled? So the only way we can do that is to have good statistics, to understand where we've been and where we're going. And so these independent measures of the economic indicators really do provide a very good glimpse of where we're at and where we may be going. And certainly by having a historical database, you can see how these things might be cyclical over time.
If you get flooded with too much data, though, if a person using this gets flooded with too much data, it'd be hard to figure out which data points mean what. So are you also encouraging people to write apps using this data? Is it being fed to data.gov? How can we put this into a structure that we can understand?
Well, those are really good questions. You know, as you know, a lot of people, most of America, thinks of the Census Bureau as counting the population once every 10 years. And what we really want to try to communicate people is that we really do measure America, not only its people, but its places and our economy. And so everything we're going to be doing, starting with this database, but also with some other tools that we'll be rolling out, we've done a lot of interactive mapping tools with the 2010 census data. And we're going to be doing some various apps, but we're also looking at trying to open up the data. And by opening up the data, what we mean is making that data available in a format that developers and other people can take large volumes of the data and answer questions with it or develop other tools and apps to where it makes better sense to answer those questions that people have from a range of various issues. Quite frankly, the Census Bureau can't anticipate every single question that people are asking, so give them the data and let them answer the questions themselves.
If I may add, too, it really comes down to being part of one of many things that the Census Bureau is doing to try to stay relevant in today's world. The Census Bureau has done a good job of putting out data over the last 10, 15 years by disseminating data online, but that was especially for some of our large cross-sectional databases like the Decennial Census, the American Community Survey, and the Economic Census, among others. But these economic indicators were mostly static in nature, produced in PDFs that contained only basic tabulations that could not be easily accessed or manipulated by the business analysts and the business press. This was a real problem for us because the Census Bureau's economic indicators are very important. They're the key inputs to the national accounts, and yet these crown jewels that move financial markets when they come out, they were using 1990s technology at best. So that's why we created this tool, to provide easy, high-value data that could go into machine-readable data sets for the economic indicators and then could be easily accessed and manipulated by those that really need to get the data fast and work with the data in a fast and easy way.
We're speaking with Mark Wallace, Chief of the Census Bureau's Service Sector Statistics Division, and Stephen Buckner, Director of the Census Bureau's Center for New Media and Promotions. Now, Mr. Wallace, as you mentioned, some of the data goes back, or I guess it was Mr. Buckner said, they go back 20 years. And so that's before the XML movement, before all of this relational treatment of data. What are you doing to update the old files? Do you have a contractor doing that so that all the data matches when it spits out?
Yeah, well, what we do is we actually, each time a data set goes out, we release the whole data set again. And sometimes what we have to do is to benchmark the data that go back in time than based on the most recent data we get. For example, from the economic census, we benchmark our economic census data to the annual data, and then they get benchmarked in turn to the monthly and the quarterly data. So these data are constantly refreshed with each new release.
So, Mr. Wallace, also, do you have a way of tracking how this data is used, how many people are downloading it, who is downloading it, or does that even matter?
Well, of course it matters. We want to make sure that people are using this, and so far we're finding that the feedback's been very positive from our users. While the Census Bureau Internet hits might be measured in millions, the Economic Indicator Search Tool hits are measured in thousands right now, but I must say, though, since the first release of the indicators, which go back to 2010 when we started building them till now, Internet traffic's grown 800% for the Economic Indicator Search Tool, and it's continuing to steadily grow. And it's even quite popular with our internal staff here that do all the work producing those indicators, because they're finding out that they're getting marked declines in telephone data requests, because essentially data users who once called in for data, they called our offices to get that. Now they're just getting their data by self-service.
And Mr. Buckner, tell us about some of the Bureau's other outreach and new media strategies while we have you.
Thank you. Well, I think the biggest thing that I want to sort of inform everybody is, we're, following the 2010 census, we're really trying to take advantage of some of the real drastic improvements we've made to our website on 2010census.gov, and during the promotion period of getting everybody to fill out a form and mail it back. And as we move into this new decade of surveys and censuses, we have an economic census that's going to be starting in 2012. We actually have a census of governments that it started here in October. We want to make sure that we're using the Internet and all of the data tools that we can to not only perhaps improve our collection of statistics online, but also on the reporting of those statistics online. So we want to make very readily, easily able to be used tools that allow data users and even the general public, you know, that fifth or sixth grader that wants to go on and find a number about their particular city, county, or state, or any other geographic area, they can go to the website and find it with one click. And so we've got a lot of tools on census.gov that help do that now, but we're going to make them a lot more interactive over the next several months as we try to transform what census.gov is. We're also even looking at trying to sort out, based on the analytics we have, what are those key topics that are most frequently searched topics on our website, and how do we render those topics up in a much more friendly way to the user? So things like education, transportation, the economy, trade, those key topics that people are consistently looking for, we want to be able to provide that content much more easily to those people looking for it with not as many clicks.
I would like to also add, getting back to your question about data.gov, there's a lot of Census Bureau data that does go into data.gov, and from what I understand, data.gov contains two kinds of listings. There's raw data and then something called data tools, and the Economic Indicator Search Tool is going to be included in the data tools section, basically because that's what it is, and because this application is relatively new, it hasn't been listed in data.gov yet, but it will be very soon. We've taken steps to have it added into data.gov probably within the next week or two. So I begin to start looking for that then.
Now, for many years, there's been an industry of people that serve different industries that know how to get census data and other government data, add value to make it accessible to their customers. Sounds like that whole intermediary industry is going to have to reinvent itself.
Well, you know, I don't know. I think we're taking advantage of some of the technology that's been developed in the private sector and trying to adopt it into a public sector model. Certainly, you know, the resources within the government are going to be tight over the next several years, and we need to utilize technology to get us through that, to make sure that what we have historically done is not going to work in the future. So trying to render the data up and put it into easily accessible tools, that's sort of where the industry is going. You know, the GIS industry, for instance, really started with the Census Bureau's geographic databases that we hold for the census. You know, we not only count people, we also have to put them in the right spot, right house, the right location. And so, you know, 20, 30 years ago, when the Census Bureau Geography really had a huge database, we really helped launch what is currently the GIS system within the U.S. So by having those linkages, we're hoping to really get a lot more into the geospatial side of the data and get back to some of our technological roots and really help serve this data up in a much more friendly way.